Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, look, Bill Conforti's in our studio. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Doing well.
Bill Conforti, what's the name of your company? Cobblestone?
Cobblestone Development.
This is not a commercial, but if you've heard that name before, you know Cobblestone Development advertises on WGN once in a while. You guys came out to my house and put in a beautiful deck, and we were thankful for that. You charged me for it, but I thought it was a good investment in my property, Bill.
So thank you for the opportunity.
That's the commercial for you, but really, this is not a commercial. It truly is not. But Bill reached out to me and said, hey, the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, you're on that.
Correct.
Is putting on a night at the fights, and this is for youth in Chicago who are in the sport of boxing. You guys have a fundraiser fight night, and that's coming up
Tomorrow night.
The doors open at 6 o'clock. When does the boxing begin?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yeah. This is going to be where again?
It's going to be at the Belvedere, 1170 West Devon Avenue, Elk Grove.
Were you a fighter in your day?
Many years ago.
What weight did you fight at?
112, 118.
Yeah, you're still a fit, wiry guy.
I could still box 10 rounds.
We'd have to. I guess there are weight and age restrictions.
There's no age, just weight.
If you're a weight and you're 16, or if you're a weight and you're 36, you're in the same category.
Correct.
I guess that's fair. In fact, I'd probably put the money on the 16-year-old instead of the 36-year-old. But I mean, who's teaching people how to box in Chicago?
I've been involved with Hamlin Park for approximately 20 years. We have a great coach there, Mr. Bill Heglin.
So that's at Hamlin Park.
Correct.
And you guys have a boxing club there?
Oh, yes, correct.
Are there other boxing clubs in the city?
Oh, there's many. The city of Chicago, they have approximately 18 to 20 other parks, which they focus on boxing.
What's the age range of the kids that are in these boxing clubs?
It could be from 8 plus.
8 years old?
Correct.
I got to tell you, Bill, I didn't know about this. Like, I know Little League, and I know baseball and soccer and volleyball for the boys and girls. Boxing is a thing, too, huh?
It's very popular today.
Really?
Oh, definitely.
Is it because the kids are learning self-defense, or it's just a sport? I mean, what's the advantage of that versus other sports?
It is a combination, a lot of discipline, and also they stay fit instead of, you know, watching TV. It's for a good cause.
Do you find these boxing clubs in some of the more challenged neighborhoods? They told me off the air there's one in Englewood.
Correct. The Crusher Club. They're all over, John.
Yeah. So it's, but if it's, it's city of Chicago we're talking?
City of Chicago. The Crusher's not involved with the city of Chicago, but the majority are with the city of Chicago.
Now you're at Hamlin Park, right?
Correct.
What's the name of the club that boxes out of Hamlin?
Hamlin Park.
Hamlin Park Boxing?
Correct.
I see.
Correct.
Okay. And then how many kids are in one of these clubs?
It varies. Not only kids, we have adults that come in and work out.
Is it men and women or just
Correct,
guys?
Men and women.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. You know, is it, I guess they wear the headgear then so they don't get their brains bashed in?
True.
I mean, isn't that a concern these days? I mean, we're worried about kids playing football, let alone boxing.
They do not. The judges and the referees do not take any chances, especially in the sport that I participate in, with the younger people. They will stop the boxing immediately if somebody cannot defend themselves.
They wear headgear?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. You were telling me off the air also that this... one of the clubs has produced an Olympic champion, is that right?
Correct. 1996, David Diaz, we sent them to the Olympics. He became world champ. He held the championship for a couple of years until he fought Pacquiao in his prime.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so now what can I do to help these kids and these clubs in the city?
Just come on over tomorrow night and support the event.
I'd be really curious to see what that looks like. So then they say, so they're now at 113 pounds, here's Joe and here's Bill and,
correct,
and ding, ding, ding. And then how many rounds do they fight?
Three two-minute rounds? 2 minute rounds.
Yeah. Is it? I've been told that that's really exhausting. You say, hey, you're only going to fight for 6 minutes, or say 2 minutes for 12 rounds, 24 minutes. That's not very long, but that really is exhausting.
Yes, it is. There's pressure. That you want to win is number one. And the third round, it's usually the hardest, especially when you just started boxing. The more seasoned boxers, they go really easy first and second, then they go all out in the third round.
And I suppose if you are in the third round and you know the clock's ticking down, you that's probably when you would get careless, right? Like you're dropping your guard and you're throwing haymakers, trying to score a point. But that's when you're vulnerable too, right?
Correct. But the good fighters, they do not do that.
They do not do that.
No, they're
learning the discipline
of
boxing.
They don't want to get hit.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit. I don't want them to get hit.
Yeah.
So then points are scored when you hit them in the stomach, hit them in the chest, hit them in the nose.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so to get tickets to this, how do I do that?
Well, you will call Shannon at 312-226-5566.
312-226-5566. This is at Hamlin Park, Belmont and Damon?
No, this is through the National Italian Sports Hall of Fame.
Okay, but the event I'm going to go to Thursday night.
It's the National Italian Sports Hall of Fame. We pull boxers from all of these different clubs.
Well, where is the fight going to take place?
The fight's going to take place at the Belvedere in Elk Grove.
Belvedere. Oh, there it is. Yeah, on the West Devon, right?
Correct.
Belvedere Events and Banquets, 1170 West Devon Avenue,
correct,
Elk Grove Village.
Okay. Correct.
So that's in Elk Grove Village tomorrow,
correct,
night. 312-226-5566. There's food, beverage?
Correct, yes. Yes.
And then you watch them fight for a couple
of hours.
It's
going to be a great evening. Also, we're going to have Ray Boom Boom Mancini. He was a world champ in 1982. Also, we're going to have Bobby Chess. He was also a world champ. He became champ in 1986. So two great fighters, and Boom Boom's very popular.
No kidding. Wow. Okay, the Amateur Boxing Tournament tomorrow night. It's the 10th annual National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, Elk Grove Village, and that's tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 o'clock, 312-226-5566. Well, good for you, man. This sounds like fun.
Thank you so much for inviting me, John. Appreciate that.
And I'm excited for the kids. You know, I think everybody's got a sport or an art or an interest, and sometimes it's not tapped because there's nobody there to give that kid an instrument or a paintbrush or a basketball or a set of boxing gloves. And if that's that's valuable to these kids, if it teaches them discipline, and if it's something that, son of a gun, they're good at, what a shame it would be to not tap that if they don't have the resources.
You're right.
Somebody's got to do that. Someone's got to step up and help out.
Please join us tomorrow night.
Thank you for the invitation. And let's all spend some money there, too, now. 312-2. What's it going to cost me to get in the door?
The tickets are $150.
312-226-5566. Interesting night, good night, and good cause. Okay, Mr. Conforti, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Keep doing what you're doing.